You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. They're called electronic visit verification apps, or EVVs. They log the hours and the movements of home healthcare workers paid for by Medicaid. States are just starting to roll them out as part of an Obama-era program that promised to make managing the work of home aides more efficient and reduce fraud in the system. Virginia Eubanks has been following Arkansas's implementation of EVVs and co-wrote a story about it for The Guardian. She says the state's app has been glitchy, which led to missed paychecks for aides. She told me about LaDonte Walker, who relies on a home healthcare worker.
He had predictably difficult time getting signed up that quickly. Once he got into the system and he bought his care worker an extra cell phone so that she could use the app, her first paycheck was missing. And in the end, she was out like $900 for 2 weeks' work. He spent every single dime in his rainy day fund to keep her afloat. And he says it was total chaos.
How does what's happening with EVVs sort of fall in line with other trends that you have noted in your research about the disparate effects of automatic systems?
The home care workforce is disproportionately comprised of women of color, and many of whom are immigrants, who, like many low-wage workers, are heavily surveilled on the job. The things that make survival when you are a poor and working class family possible, like flexibility, like relationships, that those things are undermined when we move to what are often very brittle and inflexible digital systems. One of the great concerns I have about electronic visit verification is that it actually undercuts 6 decades of work that advocates and people with disabilities have done to establish the basic right to autonomy in their lives, to live at home, to receive services in their communities.
Yeah, something that comes up in our coverage on the show is that many tools created for people with disabilities aren't always created with their input or with their specific needs in mind. Is that sort of what happened here?
This is absolutely LaDonte Walker's analysis of the situation. Like, you basically just echoed his words almost directly. But it seems like instead these tools were really designed by people who have no experience of home and community-based services. And the assumption at their core is that people with disabilities are homebound and that they are not active agents living vibrant and full lives.
Virginia Eubanks is the author of Automating Inequality and wrote about EVVs for The Guardian. She says Arkansas and its contractor admitted some early problems with its system, but said they had been solved, though some of her sources say they are still missing paychecks. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.